It's a coin flip, really. In about 50% of cases, the sense of smell never comes back. And that loss is often underrated when it comes to health and well-being.
Well, smell is maybe the most primitive of senses. And it's the major source of information for most species on the planet.
Gary Beecham directs Philadelphia's Monell Chemical Senses Center.
We study smell and taste.
Humans are constantly sniffing out danger, spoiled food in the refrigerator, a gas leak, even our own body odor. Still, Beecham says, smell is the sense we take for granted. It's part of an early warning system that inextricably links smell and taste. To demonstrate, Beecham pours out a cup of jelly beans. For this experiment, the gourmet kind are best.
Coffee.
Licorice, watermelon.
And here we've got banana.
Without looking, he chooses two candies.
Basically, what we do is we take two jelly beans that are two different flavors, then put them in your hand, randomly move them around so you don't know which is which. You hold your nose very tightly. So then take one of the jelly beans, put it in your mouth, chew it up.
Then Beecham takes a guess.
The only thing I get in terms of flavor is sweet. So then all I have to do is let go of my nose, and boom, there it is.
Licorice. On its own, the tongue perceives salty or bitter or sour, but without smell, the subtleties of anise or fennel are missing. When people go to the doctor complaining about smell loss, though, they don't get much sympathy.
Their primary physician often has no idea what to say or what to do. They consider it sort of like losing a toenail or something like that.
Anosmia is the medical term for an inability to perceive odor. But when the nose is working properly, neurons are nerve cells in the nasal tissue. Grab odor molecules from the air, then transmit that signal.
And then the brain registers, oh, this is the wonderful smell of lilacs.
Edmund Perbitkin is an ear, nose, and throat specialist at Jefferson University Hospital. To explain what can go wrong, Perbitkin says imagine yourself with a respiratory infection. When you're sniffling and congested, it means a cold virus has taken up residence in the lining of your nose.
Well, those neurons are connected up to the brain. And your body says, I've got this horrible virus. I better just cut this bridge.
Better to sacrifice the sense of smell than to risk brain inflammation that can lead to encephalitis or meningitis.
It's a defense mechanism. It lets the neuron die.
Nerve cells in the nose can recover, but in many cases, they don't. Antibiotics or steroid medications sometimes help. But researchers at Jefferson and Monell are looking for a new way to treat smell loss. Their big idea is to take special cells from the inside of the nose, they're called stem cells, and then use them to cure smell disorders. Stem cells are special because they have the potential to become other cell types. Perbitkin, who's a gardener, explains it this way. In the plant world, if you plant basil, you get basil. But
the amazing thing about these types of cells is, you know what? We can take this seed and maybe we can decide after we've planted it, or depending upon where we've planted it, whether it grows into tomato or basil.
The scientists want to engineer stem cells in the lab to become functioning nerve cells that control smell. The first step is a quick office procedure to collect nasal tissue from healthy volunteers.
And with a very, very small forceps, about the size of a pencil tip, we can basically take the cells that we need to do research.
Next, that nasal tissue gets shipped across town to Monell. There, researcher Mrijala Vinjamuri is currently working with cells from mice, but she starts work on human cells in just a few weeks. Vinjamuri turns a few knobs to focus her microscope, then peers down to check the next batch of harvested tissue.
You should be able to see small dots everywhere, and those are your different cells.
The sample includes some neurons, probably a few stem cells, and lots of cells that give nasal tissue its structure. But it's not clear which cells are which. That's the work ahead, to isolate stem cells and then nudge them to become odor-detecting neurons.
Can we transplant them back into humans who have this issue? And can these stem cells still function properly?
That goal is complex enough and years away. But Vinjamuri says there's an even bigger obstacle ahead. Neurons in the nose are coded for, only lit up by certain smells.
Each neuron can sort of detect a specific odor. For instance, if you have an odor for like strawberries or something, or banana, for instance, only a certain subset of neurons can smell that.
Getting a nose to detect an odor, that's just one step. Success is making sure the lab-engineered replacement cells send the right signal back to the brain. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.